I have to say one thing, which is how incredibly lucky you guys are, without meaning to flatter you too much. To listen to somebody at board level at a big media group like this speaking with authority and enthusiasm about startups should not be taken for granted. This doesn't really happen in the UK like this. So it's quite an exciting market to be in, given that you have companies with money and some clout and some history and legacy with whom you can interact. Like this. So this is one of the reasons I find this event very exciting. How did this come about? Because you must be one of the few media groups in the world really putting not just words, but cash and time and effort behind really investing in the future of your business in a way that, you know, say The Guardian in the UK, they make a lot of noise about, but they don't really make the same sorts of strategic investments that you seem to be doing. It's very impressive. How did it happen?
Well, I think the first step is probably the most difficult one. We have obviously launched our own websites quite early on, but then the guy who was at build.de in charge of, let's say, SEM, what he could do is he could talk to himself. That was the extent of his network he had within the company. And once you make the first acquisition, you bring in the second CTO, the second SEM guy, and so on and so forth, and suddenly you create a virtuous cycle. And now if we now bring our CTOs or SEM guys together, they can fill up an entire room, and that obviously drives the quality of the discussion, drives the quality, hopefully, of the decision-making, and makes us feel more confident to make also bolder steps in terms of size of acquisitions, in terms of startups, in terms of internationalization. And after all, once you get the right start, it's actually, I wouldn't say pretty easy, but it's a self-feeding process.
Of course. So we're here because we're in an industry experiencing quite rapid and disorientating change. And as well placed as Axel Springer may be to take advantage of the opportunities presented by startups, it's still a very uncertain future for all media companies. But is there anything you've seen over the last couple of years that's given you really great hope? Any business models or companies, new technologies, new delivery platforms, new kinds of creating content? In all that you see in your role at the business, what really inspires you that there is a bright future?
Well, first of all, I mean, we are focused very much on consumer businesses, so I cannot talk to you about B2B business all that much. And there, although we obviously move from an analog into digital world, at the end of the day, you will be successful if you give to your consumer something of value, and that someone else cannot give in the same way. So whatever you do, focus on a true, outstanding consumer experience, execute it probably, and then build a great brand over time, because a brand with a great consumer experience joined, that's clearly the key of success. And other than its execution.
So you can't scrimp on the content. This is why you need to invest in great journalism and deliver it on attractive and well-designed platforms, because ultimately the content is king, you think?
Absolutely. I think that people will be yes, we all want to be engaged in a discussion, but we need and are looking for great content. That's true in all kinds. That's true in movies. That's true in music. And that's also true in journalism. There have great things been communicated via social media. But at the end of the day, you still need that reliable source, especially yes. The more information that's out there. You need a reliable source, and people are willing to pay for that. We are believing in that.
It's interesting, isn't it? You know, social media has in some ways broken down the barriers between journalism and the audience, but also the loss of that critical distance seems to have devalued journalism slightly for some organizations. But you're very clear that there must be a professional, trustworthy, a journalistic news source, and that consumers are prepared to pay for that.
Well, there's a very famous story in Germany that recently happened that many of you will be aware of. That is the fact that the wife of our former president was in the internet. There were rumors everywhere about her former life, which there were rumors that she was a prostitute, which are totally unproven. Yeah. If you typed in her name, Google suggest would come up yes. with all these Bettina Wolf prostitute and so on and so forth. None of that was ever reported about in the press mm-hmm. and shouldn't have been reported about because there was no hint of truth. Mm. And so there's two worlds with two, you can call that freedom, but that's the freedom at the detriment of others. Mm. So I think people are wishing for also some sense of credibility and reliability of information, and that's what we have to provide.
You mentioned some very impressive-sounding revenue numbers, a billion in digital revenues, which is quite an astonishing figure. So has most of that come so far from acquisitions? And if it has, presumably that can't go on forever. So how do you imagine transitioning from revenue based on acquisition to a more sustainable kind of internal growth?
Well, about 80% of the business has come from acquisitions, but when we acquired these companies, they were about, in average, half the size they are today. Mm-hmm. So we have been able to very successfully help the companies we acquired to keep growing. Yeah. How have we done that? By, first of all, keeping them independent, because we don't buy companies, we buy people, and the people, the setup of the people was that they were running independent companies. At the same time, we have been able to add, to integrate them in our network. We have been able to help them promote their brands, because obviously we all know that the brand in the internet world, especially with the way Google operates now, becomes more and more important, and that we can do. So create a network, learn from each other, and now we are also, we see that our own organic brands have successfully grown, and now we want to also take smaller businesses at an earlier stage. Some of you might know Kaufda. It's a company that was still very small when we acquired it, has now been rolled out in 5 countries already, and will be rolled out in more countries thanks to the founder and CEO, Christian Geiser. And so that's what we are now striving more to.
Sounds like you're building a sort of rocket internet for media businesses.
Well, not quite. Kaufda is an original idea.
Of course. So tell me... What are the unique challenges for such a big company with so much legacy content and so many old structures compared to a startup? What do you have in common, the challenges you have in common with media startups, and what are the slightly different things you have to deal with that they're not necessarily aware of?
Well, first of all, I mean, we have a lot of advantages and some disadvantages. Advantages are that obviously we have big brands, we can help structure the companies as long as we don't try to integrate them and kill them. That's mm-hmm. obviously sometimes big media companies or big companies tend to do with acquisitions. Let's bring them on board. Let's hug them and hug them to death. That's not what we are going. That's what we have been doing. We have been trying to learn mutually from each other, and I think that's a very big difference.
Do you feel like, as a large media group, that you bear some responsibility for re-educating the consumer market into paying for news and into paying for content, which they've got into the habit of thinking is free?
Well, yes, definitely. I think as a market leader, we don't want to create a trust with our competitors and make them go together. But we think that our brands and our journalism can take the lead on getting, at least in Germany, consumers to pay for content. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what does the Axel Springer journalist of the future look like? I mean, we talk a lot about business models and technologies, but ultimately this comes down to the sort of content you're creating for people to consume and to pay for. What kind of people are you looking for to create that content?
Poor and sexy. No, well, I think obviously it doesn't change all that much. A great journalist has to stay a great journalist. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he has to be a little bit more tech-savvy than before, but it's also our job to provide him with interfaces that we then can distribute the content across all platforms. That's not his job. He needs to have a certain understanding, but first of all, he has to be a great journalist.
Sure. So The last thing I'd like to talk about is that there are a lot of different sorts of startups and lots of different sorts of technology challenges, lots of different sort of delivery challenges to fix media, if you like, in the digital era. Which of those challenges do you think is the greatest? Is the greatest challenge getting people to pay for content? Is the greatest challenge managing your own content and dealing with the legacy material in a CMS? What keeps you up at night at Excel Spring?
Well, currently it is the shift towards a paid model for journalistic content on the internet, clearly. Yeah. I'm very optimistic that we will be successful. The extent, I don't know. Then at the end of the day, our challenge is to bring all the people, there's still two-thirds of our people who are still working in the old world, to bring them along into a world where they are both working for the digital and analog world. We just don't want to shut down our old shop and create a new one. We want to bring along our people. And that's a very long-term process.
There's core
journalistic skills, there's knowledge about the brands, there's a lot of things. Yeah. And that's also our responsibility as a board of a company to not only shut down the old stuff or sell the old stuff and buy a new one, but to bring that along with all the heritage, positive heritage that it includes.
Of course. So last of all, who are you hoping to find today? Who are you hoping is out there? You're sort of scouring the corridors and people will be wanting to come up to you. Who are you looking for?
Yes, but not in the sense of today really wanting to come home with three new companies that we are acquiring. We want to become in Berlin or in Germany or internationally, become a part of this infrastructure, of this ecosystem, and learn and then pick up potentially new ideas that always should stay somewhat close to our core business. We do not want to do e-commerce in the sense of becoming a true e-commerce company. We are not truly a social media company. We are a journalistic company that knows how to sell advertising and classified advertising. That in a broad modern definition is what we are looking for.
Thank you. Well, as I say, it seems extraordinary to me, from where I come from, that there's so much enthusiasm and genuine desire for investment here. So, lucky guys. And thank you very much, Andreas. And please.